Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Okay, my name is Ayla Napier. It's January 5th, 2026 at 7:45 p.m. We're in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm sitting here with my grandma.
Nana.
You have to say your name.
Yeah, Kathleen Peppard.
Okay, and then I'm sitting here with my mom, Jennifer Peppard. You should say your voice.
Jennifer Peppard. That's okay. Me.
Okay, Nana. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City. Went to school here in Kansas City for grade school, high school at St. Teresa's, and college.
Where did you go to college?
What do they call it?
Penn Valley.
Okay. What was your childhood like?
Very nice. I was the baby of the family, so I was somewhat spoiled and somewhat the special one. I had a very nice family. A sister and two brothers.
Okay. Who were your favorite relatives?
Probably my Aunt Mary Margaret, who was my dad's sister.
Made her your favorite?
Yeah.
She was fun.
Like what?
What would happen when she came into town?
Everybody would party and have a good time with Aunt Mary Margaret. She just brought life to the party.
Is that who I'm named after? Or am I just, I'm not named after her?
You're named after.
You're named after, Aunt Mary Margaret. But you're Margaret Mary.
I know.
Mary Margaret. Wait.
No, I'm Mary Margaret.
Oh, and that was, yeah.
I'm Mary Margaret.
You're Mary.
My middle name is Mary Margaret.
Your middle name is Mary Margaret after Gigi and
Aunt Mary Margaret.
Aunt
okay.
Mary Margaret.
Do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
Now, being the baby of the family, they probably didn't share a lot of stories with me, except for my brother Dennis, who was 2 years older than me. And he would share somewhat, but he was a great support. They all were, but he really was.
Mm-hmm. How did your... Hold on. Okay, what was your mom and dad like growing up? What were your mom and dad like growing up?
To me?
Yeah.
My mom...
Just like, what were they like?
My mom was pretty strict and demanded respect, and my dad was, I was probably his favorite, uh-huh. And I was his baby, and so he was very sweet with me, uh-huh. Very sweet. He was a sweet man, mm-hmm. But I was the baby and very well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you have a dog?
Oh, yes.
You had a dog?
Had a dog. My favorite was the last dog we had, Bobo. Mm-hmm. And my parents went to California on a trip, and they brought Bobo home to me. And Bobo was kind of like Lassie, sort of. But he was my pal. He really was. So.
He was a miniature Sheltie?
He was a mix, maybe Sheltie, he wasn't a miniature, but.
Okay.
But I was very lucky. My parents took very good care of me. I was well taken care of and well schooled, and respected. And my friends I was surrounded by friends both in grade school and high school. Mm. So I feel very lucky then about that.
Yeah. Okay. What was my mom like growing up?
She was pretty darn good.
Uh-huh.
She always did what she was told to do. And she was very helpful as a child. Even more so as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
She takes good care of me and supports me a lot.
Do you want to say anything bad?
No.
I don't got anything bad.
Oh, okay.
How about you?
Do you remember any songs that you used to sing to her?
I used to sing to her?
Yeah.
One that you and Dad made up.
Oh, everybody loves her. Everybody loves her. Jennifer Pepper. Everybody
knows her.
That's funny. What is the worst thing she ever did?
Oof.
I don't know, we can come back to it.
Well, she never did anything really bad that I know of. She was a lot better
at it.
At what party?
The party with Aaron.
That was out of my control.
Oh.
She had a much quieter teenage years than I did. So.
What did you do in your teenage years?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what did you do?
Just partied a lot and had a good time.
What is your best memory of childhood or your worst?
My mom spanked me for some reason, and I was sulking in the closet, and my brother Dennis told me that I should tell her that it did hurt, and so then she really spanked me. My dad never touched me.
Okay. Did you have a nickname?
Joaquin.
Why was your nickname
Joaquin? I don't know.
Oh, because a little sigh couldn't say Kathleen.
Is that where it came from?
That's where it came from. And so little sigh was Aunt Kelly's oldest son, or is Aunt Kelly's oldest son, and then he couldn't say Kathleen, so then he started calling you Joaquin. And so then everybody calls you, like, that's, you know, Aaron and Sai and Megan and Lizzie and Danny.
I think it started earlier, but maybe not.
Okay.
I think, but.
Okay. I'm not sure, buddy.
Like, you weren't called that when you were little, or you were?
Like my brothers and sisters.
Well,
called me. Yeah, they did.
Because I thought Uncle Dennis said Stoopy Baby Re-Cocking.
Yes.
Oh, so that's where it came from. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it came. Yeah.
How did he say it?
Well, what he was saying was stupid baby queen Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
And mom used to tell the story about me being in a crib or bassinet or something. And that's where the stupid baby queen Kathleen, but became his interpretation was.
Do you get it pronounced?
Toopy baby.
Re-cocking.
Re-cocking, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. When did you first find out that you'd be a parent and how did you feel?
Oh, I was very excited. When did I first find out? I was 22, I think. And I was very, very excited to be having a baby. Mm-hmm. We lived in St. Joe, Missouri. And she was a joy. She was a good baby.
Did you move to St. Joe right after you Right after, did you move to St. Joe right after you got married?
No, probably a year after that. So in 70, probably.
Oh, you got something married like in 69, moved to St. Joe in 70. Oh, because you lived by, you lived in those apartments.
Apartments on the plaza, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite stories about your kids?
Well, I guess my favorite story would be really truly how good Jenny was and how hard she tried and how considerate she was, not only to me but to everybody. And Michael was a little bit more of a challenge.
Mikey.
I don't know if you ever did anything bad like I did, but
I mean,
what did you do? What was the worst thing you did when you were a teenager?
Took my parents' car.
Oh. Like?
When they went home.
But like, where did you take it?
I didn't know if I was 16.
Well, but also you didn't have your own car.
Yeah.
They didn't get you a car.
No, but I was, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? But where did you take it?
Oh, just out and about.
Like you just do it when they weren't home. Just like,
yeah,
okay.
And they were gone.
Did they ever catch you?
No, my brother did, though. And so he, I don't know if it was Danny or Dennis. I think it was probably Dennis. And so this car was like an extra car that the boys split, kind of, drove both of them. And Dennis would put a branch in the wheel to know if I took the car. And one time I took the car out and had a car full of people, and the car overheated, and this really handsome boy went to check it. You know, he checked the water, and it sprayed on his face.
And it burned him?
Well, it appeared to burn him, but he isn't scarred, so.
Oh, okay. You made that sound really dramatic. I thought it was going to be
bad. It was
bad.
Dramatic.
What okay, was
who
at
was
the
it
time?
At the time?
Bark, Olympic. He had a twin brother named Marshall. And I don't know if I was 16 or not. I'm sorry.
Why were they all in the car? What are you guys doing?
I don't know. It was 50 years ago or something, probably.
Okay.
Hey, what about that funny story of when Uncle Mikey, when Nana was home with Uncle Mikey and he...
Oh. My mom lived with us from
1982 or 3.
So what was the question? I'm sorry, say it again.
Like what happened in the story where Uncle Mikey was up on the roof?
Oh, I was at work at the hospital. And my mother was living with us at the time, so she watched, she had the kids at home, Jenny and Mike. And one time she called me at work and said, Kathleen, Mikey is on the roof next door. And I said, well, I could leave. And I said, well, Mom, he got up there, so imagine he can get down. She, poor thing. She was older. She was in her 70s. No, she was maybe even older than that. And it just he was just a neighborhood terror.
What was he doing?
Just he and Peter Frizzell climbed up on the roof next door.
Yeah, there's a big tree, and you can climb it up the tree and then climb on the roof. So they're just messing around.
And you never did that?
No.
You never climbed a tree?
No, well, I climbed a tree, but I didn't climb the neighbor's tree and climb on the roof.
You didn't know the neighbor or what?
No, we were friends with the neighbors. But, you know, like, they had little tiny kids, and by that time, Mikey and I were bigger.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I mean, he and Peter weren't supposed to be doing that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were having fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Do you remember when your last child left home for good?
And Mikey.
College.
Yeah. College.
But he didn't leave home for good.
But then he came home, back home. And then when, how about when he moved in with Mike Bailey? I mean, you know, like when he moved out kind of more.
Do you remember? After living in the basement?
Well, then he graduated from UMKC.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then, because he lived at home and he worked for a moving company, he graduated from UMKC. Mm-hmm. And then I don't remember when he moved in with Mike Bailey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you remember when I went to school?
Yes. It was very hard. It was.
It was.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was for her to be gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was a vegetarian then. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I would go to the grocery store to buy vegetarian stuff.
What would you eat?
What did I eat?
Beans.
I mean, lots of beans and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taco Bell. What else? Lots of grilled cheese. I wasn't a very good vegetarian.
Did you eat eggs? No.
I did eat some eggs, but I didn't love eggs.
Like, what did you have for breakfast?
I don't know. I ate lots of cheese sandwiches.
Ew.
I know. But they're more, like, it's different now.
Like grilled cheese?
I mean, yes, but also, like...
Old?
Yeah. You know, like, you get them at the, you could get, like, at a college cafeteria, there will be, like, cold cuts and slices of cheese. I know. Well,
you
know.
Oh, cold cuts and slices? Like, you just had sandwiches, but you just ate them at
school. I just had cheese. Yeah. So I had lots of bread and cheese, probably lots of peanut butter, beans. But I wasn't, like, really, I didn't know that I needed.
So it was like you were camping all the time.
It's like I was camping all the time. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't a very
good Well, I tried hard to keep the right foods for you in there. Oh. You don't think so?
Lots of pub cheese and Velveeta.
I remember when you went away to school, though, because you did this senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would be at the grocery store. You were gone.
Yeah.
And I start crying in the bean aisle because you weren't there for me to buy beans for.
Did you feel lonely when you were left with Uncle Mikey and Poppy alone in the house and no other woman?
Well, your mom wasn't far, so.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and it was fun. Like, so I was a, when I was in college, when I was a senior, Mikey was a freshman.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. So then when I went away to college, like, he was still in high school, and he played a lot. He played lots of sports, and you guys did all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was fun. That was a fun time.
There
are so many cute pictures of you guys going to his games and going to dances and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. And Mikey went to Aquinas. It had just started. And I used to have to drive him to Aquinas. And it from where Nan and Poppy used to live. In it's not really that far, but it seemed really far then because there were just fields, you know, after a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I would have to drive Mikey and Mark White and their friend Terry Yard to, like, practices and stuff, and they would be really bad. And they would be, like, waving at people and trying to draw attention to us, and it was really embarrassing.
She had this, she drove the big blue.
Yeah, this navy, it wasn't, it was like blue. This color, kind of. It was pretty. It was huge.
Oh, it was the biggest, it was like a station wagon, but it was just a sedan.
Yeah.
Poppy found somebody at the bar.
Yeah.
And bought it from him, for Jenny. And we were like, got you a car, or whatever it came.
Yeah.
I remember going outside and you going, oh.
I had to try to be, I was like, thank you.
Yeah. It was a monster.
It was a monster.
I think it was two-door, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the doors were, honestly, big, as long as the table, and they were really heavy, like, so you'd have to be like...
Did you ever, like, hit yourself with the door, like, close, like, did anybody
ever...
It's like I'd, like, close my finger on it.
I don't know,
lost. It was one of those that was huge. Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like steel or something. It was a really heavy duty car. Poppy wanted me to have like a tank around me.
And then you went to school and Michael started driving it.
Yeah.
And he would get stopped going down when he went to Aquinas, because he would go down at 19th. And he would often get stopped just because this was a car that didn't belong in Johnson County, you know?
Oh.
Okay. I mean, it was it was a monster car.
It was like a, it was like, yeah, and it was like,
and was
so this was, it was 20 years old or whatever, and, or maybe not, about 20 years old. It was an older car. And so then, like, it was like, a hoopty. Car.
It was a hoopty.
You drove to St. Teresa's for a couple of years, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Did you drive your friends around in it?
Yeah. A little bit.
Probably took a lot of friends in that car.
I could, yeah. A little bit. I don't know. It had a big trunk. Uncle Mikey could fit kegs in it. He fit two kegs in the trunk.
More than that.
And maybe three.
Yeah.
It was really
big. And in the car, too. And that was when Grandma was staying with him.
Yeah.
I think you were gone.
Yes, I think I was in college. And you, yeah.
Did anybody ever throw any parties at your house?
Mike. Our house.
He did?
Yeah.
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 That they didn't know about?
They found out later.
Would he get in trouble?
Well, Grandma was, like, watching him, so. So I don't think he got it. The Grandma Poppy's mom was pretty wild.
Like, she would just sit and.
Oh, she loved it.
She'd sit at the party.
The keg was upstairs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they were all drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
She was just hanging out.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what was your prom like, Nana?
Oh, gosh.
Did you go to Bethel Ball?
I did dances with other people, too, but I believe he was the prom. So it was senior year, I guess.
Did you ride in a limo?
I don't think so.
Did you go with your friends? Did you go
like out to dinner? Like, did you go in a big group? Like what?
The boy I was dating was a real good friend of Kenny Marks, who Judy ended up marrying. So he had a car, I think. Back then, kids didn't have cars like they do now.
Yeah.
But he had his parents' car. And anyhow, that's all Paul. But he was nice. He was a good person.
Did you go to dinner? Where'd you guys go?
I don't know. We went somewhere.
Did you have a big dress on?
Big dress? Yeah. There's pictures of it somewhere.
Is it the light blue dress?
I know. Yeah, that
and
was.
And your hair is all.
And I was also,
it was big. Did you wear a beehive?
It's a little bit like a beehive. I don't know.
I was gonna say something else.
Okay. Threw you off track.
My hair. I'm thinking about my hair. Oh, I had a hairpiece. And it was this, like a big, long, fat ponytail. But I mean, it was about this long. And then you wrapped it around a net type thing. And it stuck. And you just fixed your hair. And then you put that thing on top. And it was not long after I met Poppy. And I think it was New Year's Eve. I remember one night I didn't fall at all. Slid down. Oh, well.
Did it look like real hair?
Yes. I think I eventually threw it away. I don't think I still have it, so. But yeah, it was definitely about the same color as my hair. And you would braid it and then wrap it around this net ball. And then, so, anyhow.
Okay, how did you meet Poppy?
Blind date. Blind, you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. and I was, my friend Jess and I were babysitting at Danny and Diane's house. The boys were asleep, I believe. And Danny and Diane came home, and Big Mike, Poppy, was sitting in their family room, smoking a cigar, and he was balding.
Yeah.
And so my brother Danny's like, he's, who's that man out there smoking a cigar? And I said, well, he's a blind date.
Was Poppy like aware that he was like bald and he looked old?
I don't think so. I mean, he just kind of grew up with it, and that was the.
Did he look old?
Well, yeah, because of that mostly.
Because you were 18 or 19?
Probably 18.
Yeah, and he was bald.
Oh, so how long did you guys date before you got married?
Yeah.
I think we started dating in like 66, something like that. I was in college, maybe 67, and then we got married in 69.
Was he in college?
Uh-huh.
When did you know that you really liked him?
Did you really want to marry him, or did you not?
Well, I married him, so.
Yeah, like, what was the arrangement? Like, what happened?
Oh, well, he was, like, smitten with me, big time. And I really think he liked my family more than he liked me. Enjoyed my family as much, if not more, than he enjoyed me. Because my family is pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, who is that man? Smoked a cigar out there. Well, it's a blind date for the night.
How did he propose to you?
In front of my parents. I think Danny and Diane. And maybe it was like a Sunday dinner and Kelly and Cy were there too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Did he talk to Bump Up before?
Did you ever think of getting divorced?
A little bit. He didn't have... I grew up with a father who was in the bar business, and that's not the best way to have a normal marriage. And anyhow, when I met him, or soon thereafter, he was working at Kelly's in Westport.
Yeah.
Tended bar, and then the bar across the street came up for sale. Oh yeah, the bar across the street, Meyerhofer's, came up for sale, and I think we were married, I think, probably, and he wanted to buy it, which probably was a gold buy. But I was like, no, I'm not going to be married to somebody that owns a bar. So, we were married at the time.
So how did he get to buy a bar eventually?
Well, he didn't buy that one.
I know, but he bought the chair.
Yeah, eventually in that, I don't know what year that was. He always wanted to. He liked being behind a bar. He liked people, you know. Which is the perfect setting for him. Yeah, really was.
Why did he call it the Bigger Jigger?
That was, at the time, there were several Bigger Jiggers in Kansas City. Yeah. It was number 3, I think. But it had like, been for years. Mean? I don't know. There's one in
A jigger is like something you use to measure alcohol to pour in your drink.
So it's like, oh, this is big.
This is a bigger jigger.
But he didn't name it that.
Someone else had named it.
Okay. A family of people.
Oh, so he just bought a bar chain?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a chain, but it was already named. And so then he didn't want to change it because that's how people knew it. So, you know, like, he just didn't want to change it. He just wanted to assume and they were known for having good shrimp and, food.
Did they still have good food when Poppy
did? They did. Oh, yeah, they did.
He had an older couple that worked for him, and She was a great, Mrs. Lynn.
Oh, okay.
She was a great cook.
They really were.
But they were known for their shrimp, boiled shrimp.
Yeah, and it was like all you could eat shrimp on some Friday night or something.
I don't know. A good bit, excuse me.
Yeah. It was boiled shrimp, like with like...
Like spices. Like it's like a bag of spices and you boil it.
And then you use shrimp sauce.
Yeah, to like just dip the shrimp up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like shrimp cocktail but boiled. Like it was hot when you ate it.
It was hot when you ate it, but then you dip it in the cold sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is like ketchup and spices.
Yeah. I remember Poppy used to make it in ketchup bottles. And then we accidentally eat the ketchup.
Yeah, you'd be like, ah!
Yeah, he'd be like, all right, here you go. And then you'd like use it. And then you'd be like, this is so bad. And he'd be like, oh, it's my cocktail sauce. Sorry. It's from the other night. Okay, do you have any favorite stories about Poppy? Think of one my mom doesn't know.
Okay. Favorite stories. Well, it's really not a favorite. He didn't go to bed the night after our rehearsal dinner, which was the night before our wedding. And so he never went to bed. And then we worked together. I mean, he was at his parents' house. And so when he came to the wedding 45 minutes late.
Wow.
That was real special too. My dad was going crazy. I hadn't, you know, gone down the aisle yet.
Yeah.
And then Mike came from the back door through the whole church. And people had been waiting 40 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes even.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
So what happened? Like, tell us about that.
Nothing happened.
Well, yeah, but like you were getting ready, and then they were like, he's not here.
Yeah, and it was a visitation, and you were in a room where everybody got dressed. And so, you know, everybody's, not only people out in the pews, but everybody, you know, like we're my bridesmaids and stuff.
We're like waiting back in the room with you?
Mm-hmm. But then you said, you told me before that no, like you didn't really know, like you weren't really tracking that it was so late, or were you?
Well, not.
You guys were just waiting for him to come, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was no point until he got there, so. Yeah, yes, I'm sure. And somebody must have been keeping watch or something, I don't know. Uh-huh.
Why? So then he got there and did he just go up to the altar and.
Like, he walked out in the middle of the church with all the people's. And his eyes were bloodshot.
Oh my gosh, we should try to find the picture.
What was he doing the night before?
Playing cards and drinking.
We had a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
And then he went and played cards and drank.
Just all night?
I think so. I don't think he slept.
Did you guys have a bachelor party and like a bachelorette party?
No, there was a lot of showers.
You know, okay, yeah.
Parties.
A wedding shower, yeah.
Bachelorette party. You know, I don't think we did.
You guys didn't go to a strip club?
No. Well, we did that, but not before the wedding. We did that in Chicago. With Mary Flemington.
Oh.
Was it fun?
Mary Flemington is Nana's friend who is a nun. It's Anne Flemington's aunt.
Okay.
But then later she stopped being a nun.
Oh, she's stopping.
Yeah, okay. And she got married and had kids.
It was some famous place in the Chicago area that was known. I can't remember the name right now.
Okay.
But the night we went, we were like one of maybe 10 people there.
Okay.
And we were right at the bar area or whatever that sat, and they were up there. Men.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my god.
There were like men? Dancing?
It was a men's strip club.
And so there were women dancing.
No.
Men.
Men dancing. Men's, male strippers.
And then one sat in my lap and I was like,
they weren't cute?
All oily and muslin and stuff. But this guy sat in my lap, and I was like, his balls are on my body.
He's going to be in the library forever. Okay, anyways. Okay, so then Poppy walked up the aisle, and did your dad say anything to him? Or, like,
oh, my
the
dad
wedding
was
just
fuming.
Went on? Okay.
Yeah. He was, like, you know, pacing back and forth at the back of his station.
But, like, when Poppy got there, what happened? Like, he just
I don't know.
Up.
I went down there.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, yes, I was, but I just heard the story about him walking down the aisle.
Well, and he got a ticket on the way, or, like, he was...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
He, of course, maybe slept. I don't know what he did, but they lived in Raytown.
Uh-huh.
And he was driving, his parents were already there. He was driving, oh, they lived on Hedges, or not Hedges, but in Westport then.
They didn't, I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think they maybe lived in Raytown, but
I think you're right. So anyhow, he was driving and speeding and got stopped by the police. And the cop said, you know, what are you going so fast for? He's like, well, I'm on the way to my wedding. He is in a tux and stuff. I'm on the way to my wedding, and I'm marrying Dan Hogarty's daughter. Well, you know, back then, Dad knew all the cops and people.
Mm-hmm.
So
it got him through.
So then
the
had a police escort.
Yeah, then he had a police escort to visitation.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Then did you have a party afterwards at Viz?
The party was at, the reception was at Indian Hills. No, it wasn't. It was at Blue Hills, sorry. I was so mad because Dad would only have champagne. He wouldn't do hard liquor.
Hmm. Why would he only do champagne?
Cheaper.
Oh, okay. Did you have a honeymoon?
We went to, well, we stayed in town one night, then we went to St. Louis. Mm-hmm.
Was it a fun honeymoon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Well, actually...
What'd you do?
Well, actually, I had sex.
Okay, but what did
but
you
they
do?
But they went to St. Louis.
Went to the strip club in St. Louis as a couple?
No, the strip club was... Later.
In Chicago. She said that was like, that was with other women. Like,
But Mary, you think about Mary. She was kind of perfect and holy. I mean, we all loved her because she was our buddy, but.
But you went, when you went for your honeymoon, didn't you see her?
Yes. She was a duck then.
Yeah.
Okay. And yes, we did go see her. There was something to that story. I can't remember what it was. Oh, we went to, what's the park in St. Louis?
Oh, the Arch.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you just, like, stay at a nice hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Cheshire Inn. Yep. It's still the same. We went back sometime. Jade Ruiz's daughter got married to St. Louis, and we stayed at the Cheshire. So, that was fun.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to go to like Hawaii or something?
No, not really.
No.
I don't know. I guess that was kind of our honeymoon, but we didn't care. It was fine. And I had no idea how much time I was in the hospital then. I might have been working for Dr. Stack, so I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Right. How much time you had off this one?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
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 Where was your first apartment on Southwest Trafalway? Okay. Did you live by Kelly and Uncle Si then?
No.
They
had lived there.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And then they moved out.
Did they live in the very same apartment you lived in?
That across the hall.
Oh, okay.
It was a great apartment.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the office that Dad worked at in the Brown Building kind of for a while when he worked on his own? I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
So those apartments were like right across the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
From there.
Okay, we have enough.